So in 2008, I was a law clerk for a federal judge named Paul Grimm, and my law clerks has a kind of like get-together event. They're like, let's go to Stoop Stories. I'm like, what's Stoop Stories? I don't know what that is. So we go in, and they do the exact thing, audience participation. I tell a story about how me and three cross-country members brought a dead dog shark into a girls' locker room, and people loved it. And then Jess and Laura, against their better judgment, are like, would you come back and tell another story? Why? I have no idea. I then find out I'm going to be on the stage with Clark Peters, Detective Fremont from The Wire, right? So I put on a bow tie, a suit. I go backstage. We're about to start the show, and I see him, and I just can't even look him in the eye. I'm so nervous. And he looks at Jess and Laura, the head of Stoop Stories, and goes, ladies, I'm sorry. I have to leave. And they're like, Mr. Peters, the show starts in 5 minutes. The band just finished. He goes, I'm sorry, I need cigarettes. I'm leaving. And despite their feminine wiles, their succubi attitudes, Clark Peters is not going to stay in the theater. And I see my moment to finally talk to him. I go, I'm like, I'm a 1940s newspaper boy. I'm like, Mr. Peters, I got some cigarettes. You want to go outside and smoke one? And he looks me dead in the eye and he goes, yeah, kid, we can go outside and burn one together. So I'm now going to go outside with Clark Peters before a live show and smoke a cigarette with him. And we go outside, and just as classy as he is, he puts the cigarette in his mouth. I take my lighter, and I realize he wants me to light his cigarette for him. And I do it, and he just takes a long, big draw, and he looks at me and he goes, so, you like The Wire, don't you? And without thinking, I go, actually, I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm more of a Farscape, Deep Space Nine, Next Generation kind of guy. And he just gives me this thousand-yard stare. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've just offended Clark Peters right before this show. And then he goes, well, okay, you know me in The Wire. What else do you know me from? And I'm like, oh, it's game time. And I sincerely hold my hands and go, Mr. Peters, I've got to tell you something. When I was 5 years old, my brother was seven, my mom would rent us this movie called Outland, directed by Peter Hyams. It's essentially High Noon in space, where Sean Connery is the sheriff battling the evil mining industry that's run by Peter Boyle from Everybody Loves Raymond. And you're the treacherous sidekick to Sean Connery. And when I was a kid and I saw your performance, I knew I loved you as an actor. And he leaned back and gave me a thousand-yard stare. And he went, ha, 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 Outland. Let me tell you something, kid. I called my mom after I finished filming that day, and I said, hey, Mom, guess who killed me today? Sean fucking Connery. And I looked at him and I said, that's why I love you. And we go back into the theater after he had had his obligatory cigarette, and we told our stories, and I told mine. And I came back on the stage, and he again was just leaning back, cool as a goddamn cucumber. And he stared at me with that thousand-yard stare. And I went up to him, and I didn't know what to say. I was terrified. Because this is Clark Peters. This is Sergeant Ballard from Outland, the guy I've watched since I was 5 years old. And he looked at me and he just went, hey, kid, you're one funny motherfucker. And I'm going to say something, and I think this is the theme for the night. You know the old adage, don't meet your heroes? It's wrong. Meet your heroes. Because I can tell you right now, when Clark Peters said that to me, it meant more to me than anything. And just as a one quick aside, because I was rather brief, when I, in 2008, threw my name in the audience hat, I didn't know that the person who intentionally picked my name from the audience hat would end up being a person who worked with someone at Single Carat Theater. I went to Wind Up Space and did some stuff. I went to the Baltimore Rock Opera Society and did some stuff. And then I did some stuff with Single Carat Theater. And the person that picked my name out of that hat in 2008 turned out to be a coworker of someone that she knew. And that person turned out to be my wife. And Megan Stanton is my wife now. And I can tell you something. Meeting Clark Peters was great, but meeting Megan Stanton Zaccardi was perfect. Well, there's an aside to that. I told Megan this story about meeting Clark Peters on our first date, and she goes, I don't know who that is. And I said, and I went through the list of accolades, and I'm like, oh, he was also Owen Wilson's editor-in-chief in Marley and Me. And she was like, I loved him in that role. But shouldn't Jennifer Aniston's performance have died instead of the dog? Hashtag Marley and Us. Everyone, have a great time. Let's have some great stories. Thank you very much.